President Bush is in Botswana, the latest stop in his five-nation African tour. He has reminded African audiences of the financial assistance the U.S. plans to send to the continent. In the first of two commentaries about the president's Africa policies, Joe Davidson says the administration's funding initiatives may not be everything they seem.
President Bush pleasantly surprised many by proposing highly publicized budget increases to fight AIDS in Africa and promising greater assistance through a Millennium Challenge account that would boost development programs by 50% over 3 years. Those promises and this trip demonstrate a welcome interest in a place that too often is the forgotten continent. Yet the promises remain unfulfilled. It's been almost a year and a half since President Bush proposed the challenge account, and so far the funds have not been appropriated. A foreign aid research group, the Center for Global Development, says if the money is approved, eligibility restrictions are so tight that only a half dozen African countries would get any aid in the first year. While President Bush touts his AIDS and challenge account proposals, he is cutting overall assistance to Africa. The Congressional Research Service says the president's 2004 budget calls for a 6% drop in total aid to the continent. Even as conflicts flare in Liberia and elsewhere in Africa, U.S. peacekeeping programs there would suffer the biggest hits. The administration emphasizes trade more than aid. Eventually, truly fair commerce programs will lead to development in the kind of long-lasting, meaningful way that aid will not. The administration, however, plans to slice funding for African business, trade, and investment programs. The White House request for these projects is 40% less than last year's budget amount. This led Democrats on the House International Relations Committee to complain rightly that the White House is undermining initiatives that could stimulate African imports. A year ago, President Bush approved continuing American farm subsidies that block sales from developing nations, including those in Africa, even as Washington tells them to open their markets. Cotton subsidies for agribusinesses in the Mississippi Delta, for example, allowed them to prosper, while a depressed worldwide market pushed cotton farmers in Mali toward mere subsistence. Africa is important to the U.S. for political, strategic, and economic reasons. On the business front alone, American exports to sub-Saharan Africa are almost 50% greater than those to the former Soviet states, including Russia. And nothing demonstrates the increasing political and strategic importance of Africa in the fight against terrorism better than the 1998 bombing of American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. President Bush's trip is generating great attention for African suffering and African successes, but you can't put attention in the bank. Without implementation of a deeper program to advance aid and trade and peace, the president's Africa policy is little more than a photo op safari.
The comments of Joe Davidson, a journalist based here in Washington, D.C. Tomorrow, a differing point of view on President Bush's Africa policies.